Chapter 4. Number 12, Grimwald Place. "What's the order of the..." Harry began.
"Not here, boy," snarled Moody. "Wait till we're inside."
He pulled a piece of parchment out of Harry's hand and set fire to it with his wand tip. As the message curled into flames and floated to the ground, Harry looked around at the houses again. They were standing outside number 11. He looked to the left and saw number 10. To the right, however, was number 13.
"But where's..." "Think about what you've just memorized," said Lupin quietly.
Harry thought, and no sooner had he reached the part about number 12, Grimwald Place, than a battered door emerged out of nowhere between numbers 11 and 13, followed swiftly by dirty walls and grimy windows. It was as though an extra house had been inflated, pushing those on either side out of its way. Harry gaped at it. The stereo in number 11 thudded on. Apparently the muggles inside hadn't even felt anything.
"Come on, hurry," growled Moody, prodding Harry in the back.
Harry walked up the worn stone steps, staring at the newly materialized door. Its black paint was shabby and scratched. The silver door knocker was in the form of a twisted serpent. There was no keyhole or letterbox. Lupin pulled out his wand and tapped the door once. Harry heard many loud, metallic clicks and what sounded like the clatter of a chain. The door creaked open.
"Get in, quick, Harry," Lupin whispered. "But don't go far inside and don't touch anything."
Harry stepped over the threshold into the almost total darkness of the hall. He could smell damp, dust, and a sweetish, rotting smell. The place had the feeling of a derelict building. He looked over his shoulder and saw the others filing in behind him. Lupin and Tonks carrying his trunk and Hedwig's cage. Moody was standing on the top step and releasing the balls of light the put-outer had stolen from the street lamps. They flew back to their bulbs, and the square beyond glowed momentarily with orange light before Moody limped inside and closed the front door, so that the darkness in the hall became complete.
"Here!"
He rapped Harry hard over the head with his wand. Harry felt as though something hot was trickling down his back this time, and knew that the disillusionment charm must have lifted.
"Now stay still, everyone, while I give us a bit of light in here," Moody whispered.
The others' hushed voices were giving Harry an odd feeling of foreboding. It was as though they'd just entered the house of a dying person. He heard a soft hissing noise, and then old-fashioned gas lamps sputtered into life all along the walls, casting a flickering, insubstantial light over the peeling wallpaper and threadbare carpet of a long, gloomy hallway where a cobwebby chandelier glimmered overhead and age-blackened portraits hung crooked on the walls. Harry heard something scuttling behind the baseboard. Both the chandelier and the candelabra on a rickety table nearby were shaped like serpents. There were hurried footsteps, and Ron's mother, Mrs. Weasley, emerged from a door at the far end of the hall. She was beaming in welcome as she hurried toward them, though Harry noticed that she was rather thinner and paler than she had been last time he had seen her.
"Oh, Harry, it's lovely to see you,"
she whispered, pulling him into a rib-cracking hug before holding him at arm's length and examining him critically.
"You're looking peaky. You need feeding up, but you'll have to wait a bit for dinner, I'm afraid."
She turned to the gang of wizards behind him and whispered urgently,
"He's just arrived. The meeting started."
The wizards behind Harry all made noises of interest and excitement and began filing past Harry towards the door through which Mrs. Weasley had just come. Harry made to follow Lupin, but Mrs. Weasley held him back.
"No, Harry, the meeting's only for members of the Order. Ron and Hermione are upstairs. You can wait with them until the meeting's over, and then we'll have dinner. And keep your voice down in the hall,"
she added in an urgent whisper.
"Why?" "I don't want to wake anything up."
"What do you mean?"
"I'll explain later. I've got to hurry. I'm supposed to be at the meeting. I'll just show you where you're sleeping."